Hello everyone, you welcome to another episode of This and That with me, your host Samuel Ntui. We've been in a series of flexibility and today just happens to be one episode again. It's been an amazing one so far. We've looked at all these pointers that will help us be flexible in a year as this, and today we're going to quickly continue. So what we're looking at today is one thing that is very, very important, especially when you want to do well in life. This pointer is very important. So sit back and enjoy today's episode. So what we're going to talk about today is building relationships or building networks. So I want to start off by saying that building good working relationship with your colleagues or with your family, with your friends, can be as just important as doing your job. So if you find yourself in a working space, that is what you've been trying to zero in on when it comes to this flexibility series. Having good relationship with the people around you is as good as doing the real job. So if you are, let's say, an accountant, having good relationship with the people you find yourself at work with is as good as doing your accounting job. If you're a teacher, if you're a singer, if you are a cook, whatever thing you do, having or building good relationships is as good as doing your own job. So today, on this very episode, I'm going to give you some 5 pointers to strengthen your relationship with others, and then you're going to call it a day. So first off, what I want you to know is that there are many benefits of a good working relationship, and all my life I've been a recipient of all of these benefits of a good working relationship, especially when it comes to work. And the first thing is that it increases your productivity. That point is very important, because I mean, when you get people to get along with you, you naturally become productive. Also, it really increases your morale at work. You become genuinely happy at work, because I mean, you have a good relationship with the people you find yourself around, and it makes it easy to work as a team as well, because you have good relationship, and it will really impact positively when it comes to working as a team. The next thing is that when you have good working relationship, it's actually good for your personal growth, and you know, you can benefit from the knowledge of your co-workers and even feel encouraged to succeed in your role. Because I mean, when you are in a good relationship with them, they tend to prompt you when you go wrong, and you get to take their opinions, their criticisms in a beautiful way. So good relationship is actually also good for your personal growth. So I'm just going to give you just 5 pointers to build a strong relationship, and I'm going to call it a day. So these 5 are not the only ways, but I believe these 5 are really strong points that you would have to employ if you want to build a strong relationship, especially among your colleagues. So the first point I have in my notes is that you need to have open and honest communication. Be open and have honest communication. So what you need to understand is that good relationships rely on good communication, whether it's face to face or by telephone, email. I mean, now we are in an internet era. So wherever your means of communication is, just know that good relationship really rely on good communication. You have to be honest, you have to be open, and you have to be professional. And this helps you establish trust. And we've spoken about trust and trustworthiness on this podcast. When you have good communication, honest communication, open communication, it helps you establish trust and a good rapport. And one thing we should know when it comes to communication is that communication is not just speaking, but also the listening aspect of it. And it's very, very important. Actually, listening is as important as talking, and active listening is really a valuable skill that you can develop, and it helps you build trust. Because I had to learn that alongside, I mean, when I had already started life, the art of listening, and believe me, it has actually been it has actually become a good skill add up to my skill set. So that is the first thing I want to talk about. Have open and honest communications, or have open and honest communication. The next point is that develop people skills. So that is my second point, develop people skills. And what I mean by this is your ability to relate to others, and developing your own people skills would help you build successful relationship, in the sense that you would know how to deal with conflict. You know how to deal with, you know, people who have like superiority complex. You know, you understand your own strength, your own weaknesses, how to identify all these things in people, basically. So you have to develop your people skills, and you can't be good at building relationship if you are not good at these people skills. Because I mean, we are social beings, we all have our flaws and stuff, but the moment you cross the border to want to establish a meaningful relationship with someone, you would have to master your people skills. The third point is that, and certainly I think the most important point, you have to respect and appreciate others. So when you appreciate others, it is like a very powerful relationship builder. Regardless, if you disagree with them, if they are not of your social class, if they are not your age mates, whatever be it, if you respect and appreciate them, the relationship will do well. I have a lot of relationship with older people, people who are, most of my friends are not people in my age bracket, but I've been able to do this for a while because of respect and then appreciation. It's like they can get very familiar with you, but do not cross the line to disrespect them. Same as your bosses at work, your co-workers, you know, all these people, your mentors. You don't want to disrespect them. No, give them the respect that they need. Don't focus on, you know, on impressing them, but give them their due respect. And if you commit to something, make sure you complete it as well. That is another form of respect. When you say you're going to do a thing, do it. That is a form of respect, not just, you know, talking politely and stuff, but you always try to meet your deadlines and also deliver on your promises and requests. Essentially, treat others how you want to be treated. That is it. Treat others how you want to be treated. The next one, last but one actually, is you have to accept support and be supportive. And actually, this first part, accept support, I really dealt with it before. I mean, it took a toll on me. It took a while before I was able to settle down well with it. And I was good at giving, but I didn't know how to accept it. So you should know that when you are offering your time, your experience, your expertise, you know, all these things to people, you are providing value to them. But when it becomes the opposite, when people want to pour into me, I don't know, I used to feel very uneasy. But with time, I've been able to learn how to accept support. So you have to be proactive. You have to help others. If there is an opportunity to accept them with something, you should take that opportunity. As well as when you're offering up your own expertise, don't be afraid to ask for help or advice. Generally, people are actually very happy to offer support and like to feel, you know, helpful. So like they can also feel like, oh, I was also able to help. I mean, that is how we all are as humans. We want to always try to save the situation. We want to always try to help. So if you give people that opportunity to help, I mean, they feel helpful. So give them that. Take that advantage. Take advantage of their skills and their knowledge. Not that exploit them, but the fact that we want to be helpful. So make your friends helpful. Make the people around you helpful. And you are going to really build a beautiful relationship with them. The last thing I want to talk about is be positive. It could actually be very tempting to get involved in gossip. And, you know, when you work in a corporate space, there is something we call office politics. Don't take part. I am telling you.